Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
All right, we are back with another episode of Lending Forward, and I am joined with no other than Brian View. Hey, Brian.
Anna, thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This super phenomenal book came out earlier this year, and I feel like everybody in the industry is reading it, so congratulations.
Thank you.
We got excited with the podcast because a lot of our friends of the podcast wrote chapters.
Yeah.
And so it was really fun to read their chapters and kind of talk to them about this. But I kind of wanted to just know, where did the idea of this book come from?
Yeah. So for those watching over one of these shows, I always get this screwed up. This purple
your
book.
Right shoulder.
Yeah. The purple book that's over my shoulder was written by Kyle Draper. Mm-hmm. And it was about a year ago this time, you know, call it end of August, early September. I got a package in the mail randomly. And who doesn't like to get, you know, packages, especially when there's something in there. So I rip it open and it's the purple book and there's a QR code on the cover. I'm like, all right, I'll fall for this. So I scan the QR code, video pops up on my phone and it's this guy who I'd never met, didn't know who he was. And he's got a wig on, sunglasses, and a headband. And he's like, hey, Brian, I thought you'd like this book. I like what you're doing on LinkedIn, blah, 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 blah. Thought of you, sent you this book. Didn't ask for anything. Didn't ask for a meeting, nothing. Turns out it's a guy named Scott Payne. So, of course, I thank Scott, do a post on it. I start reading Kyle's book, which was that purple book's called Rethink Everything You Know About Social Media. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't read it, you need to read it. Everybody needs to go get it. It's awesome. It's on Amazon. If you bought the green book, by the way, on Amazon, you'll see it'll probably be the next recommended book that pops up. But
Amazon will package them together. That's one of my favorite things that they do.
Yeah. And Kyle's got a third book in the series coming out here soon. Anyway, I read it and it crystallized a lot of things that I thought I knew about social media. Mm-hmm. And it really painted a different picture. And it inspired me. I started to do screenshots of pages from the book. And then I would do a short video and post it on LinkedIn and kind of give my little review of that page. So I was doing that for like a week or so. And then I get a DM from Kyle Draper, who wrote that book. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, man, I don't know who you are. But I'm thinking, oh man, what did I do? And he's like, but you're blowing up my LinkedIn. I appreciate you, you know, sharing my book or whatever. And I said, oh, I love it. But you have 15 minutes. I'd love to just ask you a few more questions. So of course, mm-hmm. we get a call scheduled, 15-minute call that went, you know, almost an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And during that conversation, I learned like his inspiration for writing that book, his further inspiration to create a series of Rethink Everything, kind of like the XYZ for Dummies books that are out there. And so I left that call like, oh, that's pretty cool. And something hit me like a couple of days later and I texted him. I'm like, Kyle, I have the idea for the next book. And at the time, the in my head, it was Rethink Everything You Know About Serving the Next Generation Home Buyer. Mm-hmm. And with the audience, the target being a lender loan officer. And as he and I started kind of workshopping it, it came to be what it is, which is Rethink Everything You Know About Being a Next Generation Loan Officer, of course. Yeah. And the first thing I told Kyle when we met to kind of talk about what this would look like, I said, by the way, nobody wants to hear from me on this subject. Yes, I'm not an expert on any of this stuff. Nobody wants to hear from me. But I said, I know a lot of people who are super smart, who I think would be inspired to contribute. And if we make the ask relatively small, mm-hmm. I think we can get a dozen people to do this.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, I know a few people that might want to do this. So what started as let's get 12 experts turned into 37 people that, and I say this whenever I talk about this, that were 100% selfless in kind of writing the good stuff, sharing the good mm-hmm. stuff in this book. And so, yeah, that's kind of how the whole thing came together. It was about a year ago when it started.
That is awesome. So going back to the purple book, because you and I have been connected for a while and your social game really did step up after a while. So is it that book that stepped your social game up?
I would say it's definitely part of the story. my social game is not because it's something I want to do. You know, I am at a startup fintech that, you know, we have limited resources, limited capital, and there's only so much we can do to build awareness. We're small, we're lean and mean. And so one of the biggest assets that I bring to the company is I have a network of people, and I do have a decent size network on LinkedIn. And so it became clear to me that I could be more effective for our company if I build awareness about what we do and how we do it mm-hmm. on social. What Kyle's book taught me about a year ago was that nobody wants to hear me talk about FinLocker on social. So I better find a different way to build awareness. And so hopefully what you see a lot in terms of what you're seeing for me is, you know, this idea that we need to win at the top of the funnel. We need to win by educating consumers, all stuff that I think everybody intuitively knows and understands, mm-hmm. but it's hard to do it when you're in the middle of, you know, the business, so to speak. Yeah. And so that's kind of where I just keep yelling and screaming that message as much and as often as I can. And I think it's starting to connect the dots between how winning at the top of the funnel and educating consumers can be facilitated by technology like, you know, the FinLocker product that we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think, I mean, that's one of the reasons we started this podcast was to lend it forward,
right.
The name. And there's just so much that bringing experts and bringing, you know, these thought leaders on like you to just share, you know, what they know with the industry, what they've found to be successful. I think it's been awesome. And that's what, I mean, that book is just, it's so well put together. And I don't want to sit here and brag on the book the whole time, but the way that you do have the QR codes to take people places. And I mean, it's almost like a checklist to up your business. And it's just so good. And so you guys brought in friends, essentially.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favorite chapter?
Oh, come on. That's like, how many kids do you have?
Three.
Which one's your favorite?
It depends on the day.
There you go.
I've got one sitting beside me who just looked.
I have the same answer. Yeah.
Okay, let me change it. Topic. Like, is there a topic that, do you think one of these topics is more relevant in today's world than others?
I would probably go all in on.
I can tell you where mine's more highlighted.
Yeah, do that. Let's start there. That way I don't get the hate mail when I call out my favorite chapter.
Here, I'll just go through them all because I think they're all phenomenal. But I think what's wild is I feel like you read every lender's mind. Like all of last year, we were talking about mindset and you guys started the book with mindset.
Yeah.
And then I feel like personal branding, like that was such a huge topic. The amount of personal brands that we created at Atlantic Bay in the past year was ridiculous, but the way that y'all like broke down, it's not just a logo, like it's you.
Yeah.
I really liked that one. And then let me pull up my other ones. I'm not going to sit here and go through the whole book, but I did have, my ultimate favorite chapter though, I don't know if it's a chapter, I guess it's a section, is the top producer perspectives. Yeah. And I probably like screamed all of that on the rooftops whenever I talked to anybody is like, you're getting free. Like it's, well, it's not free. You bought the book, but like yeah. you're getting inside thoughts of top producers. Listen to it, read it, and execute on it.
So there's two things I'll say to that. Like today I kick myself for us not having 15 people in that section.
Like yeah.
I wish we
book
would've
number three.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish we would have had more. What we found was we had people that said yes. And then they're top producers. They're busy. They have life. Yeah. It was tough for them. And so I'm so thankful for those that were equally as busy, but you know, again, selflessly poured into this thing. That first section, mindset, you know, the names that are in there, there's some big names in there, right? Like people pay money to go see these people in conferences and, you know, in shows and stuff. If you could argue that the cost of the book is worth just that section alone for the people that are in that section. Here's what's interesting about the way those sections came out. This is a little, you know, inside baseball. Yes. We didn't have an idea like how we were going to group the book. And then it was like, I'm an organizer. So I put everything into a spreadsheet, like who was writing, kind of what their background was, and we didn't tell anybody what to write about.
Oh, really?
Nope. We said, here's the audience. This is the idea is we want to help people think about how to serve the next gen home buyer. That was that's the point. That's the North Star, but we didn't tell people what to write. And so the chapters started coming in, they just naturally grouped themselves. And then Kyle and I, it was like a Saturday, we were looking at it. We finally had all the chapters in. That's like herding cats, getting 37 people to get their stuff in. But when we had them all, we both at the same time were like, oh, these need to be in sections. And then it was just like super clear. Like in Kyle's mind, he knew what the first chapter needed to be. And I agreed with them. And then, so that's why mindset became the first section. It was perfect because it set the tone for what you're going to learn in the, you know, remaining 32 chapters or whatever. So, it's wild. There's not a week that goes by that I don't pick this thing up, scan to a chapter and just kind of, you know, soak it all in. I wrote a simple little introduction. So I had nothing to do with the content that is in here. It's literally the people that, again, selflessly gave to this project.
It's so good. So we have our listener base. It's a lot of loan officers, but we also have a lot of agents that listen. And so for those that, you know, haven't read the book yet, I hope everybody goes to Amazon and buys it today. But for the ones that haven't, do you have like a couple tactical things that they can put into action from the book to rethink everything?
So I'll go on a limb and assume at this point that anybody listening, watching this podcast understands the importance of showing up and showing up digitally. And so if you just went to like the personal branding section and started there, if you're just getting started on social, as an example, and are nervous about getting on video, I would start there. And I would start with Kayla Callender's chapter, frankly, because her story is awesome about how, because she's not generating leads per se with social, but it's where people are going to check up. If she gets referred to somebody, guess where they're going? They're going to her LinkedIn. They're going to her Instagram. And so she's been masterful about kind of building her personal brand, but telling people who she is on her social so that when someone gets referred to her by a real estate agent and they go to her LinkedIn or her Instagram, it's going to be very clear who Kayla Callender is as a person. And so that's where I would start for anybody that's just getting started, is in that section, and just understand and know that personal brand, to me, in the hierarchy of brand, it's personal brand, then it's corporate brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you and your team, Hannah, that's a challenge, right? Because we're all used to corporate brand first. It's mm-hmm. you know, it's the brand that people, you know, are attracted to. And in our business anyway, maybe it's not like every other business, but in our business, especially today, it's not Atlantic Bay that is attracting the consumer. It's the loan officer mm-hmm. that attracts the consumer. Atlantic Bay attracts the loan officer.
Right.
The loan officer attracts the consumer. And so we all have to change our mindset on mm-hmm. how to position branding, especially personal branding.
I love that. And I think it's, I don't know the authors like you do, but I know they're like it, where it talks about getting to that consumer first. And consumers they're not going to open houses and they're not going to places the way that they used to. And, you know, the new generation of home buyers are leveraging social and the internet and just the digital world differently. And how to stand out there is, I mean, it's a necessity now. It's just part of doing business. And if you want to stay relevant, you better be on social media.
Yeah, I talk a lot about this concept of a hybrid loan officer.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we level set and we agree that most of us think of a traditional loan officer as a loan officer that works with referral partners, real estate agents, and their business is referred to them by agents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to say that that's going away. I'm not here to say that that's bad. I think it's super important. It's super critical. It will always exist to some degree.
Yeah.
And if we agree today that maybe it's 80-20 for a loan officer, 80% referral source, 20%. Truly self-generated
mm-hmm.
or other sourced, I see a world over the next 5 years where it goes the other way, where it's 80% about me, the loan officer, my brand, what I bring to the table, how I reach, assist, engage mm-hmm. my community. And maybe I start by being the best source of financial education and preparation for first-time homebuyers.
Yep.
So it's all about educating and giving. And so I see a world where this hybrid is a real thing, and it's 80% loan officers organically creating relationships with consumers who are maybe 2 years from buying a home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're now the referral source for their agent partners, right? Yeah. So that's where I think we're going. I think that if you look at what the next generation of home buyers are doing, you already hit on this. They're doing so much work on their own, including, mm-hmm. I mean, we're all walking around with, you know, the Zillow app on our phone. So it's just a different world and a different mindset. And we do have to rethink everything mm-hmm. as it relates to how we're going to show up for those buyers.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I had a guest on, it was a couple of weeks ago, it might have been a couple of months ago at this point, but we were talking about how there's like a seismic shift. You can feel it. You know it's coming. And are you going to, you know, get on board or are you going to fall behind? And I think that's where I get so excited about this book. When I saw it, it was like, oh, like, okay, I'm not the only one feeling this. Like everyone, this is happening. And I think you're right. It's the educational piece. It's that showing up and stop being so transactional. I know we say that, like we're in the relationship business, but do we really mean it?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's going to take 2 years. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer, but be that person that they know, like, and trust, so that when they are ready to make that big decision, they already know who they're going to. It's already been set in stone. But I think that's where your company comes in so handy. And I want you to talk about FinLocker a little bit, because I think FinLocker is at this place where it's a great tool for these first-time home buyers that might need a little extra education, a little extra support in getting financially ready. So how does your company, you know, help originators, and I don't know if it helps real estate agents, but if it does, talk on that too. Sure. How does it help them kind of position themselves as that, you know, financial advisor?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different ways I can explain it, just to keep it really succinct for you and your audience. Let's agree again. I make a lot of statements like let's agree, but let's agree that consumers, especially younger consumers, are very comfortable downloading different kinds of apps, tools, stuff on their phone, right? And so we're all familiar with Mint.com, which kind of doesn't exist anymore, but we know Mint.com. We're familiar with Credit Karma. We're familiar with Zillow, of course, Rocket Money. All these apps have specific financial functions that are beneficial for consumers. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist. They have millions of users. But they also, all those apps I just named are also lead magnets for other financial services companies or for, like in Rocket Money's case, it's for Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah.
What we set out to do was to create this financial fitness and home ownership preparation app that brings in those tools, budgeting, goal setting, spending analysis, credit monitoring, credit improvement. And then the difference with ours is we bring all those tools in one spot, but then on top of those tools, and more importantly, on top of the data that comes from those tools, consumers' credit data, their financial data from their linked financial accounts, we built specific journeys on top of that data set that help somebody understand where they stand right this second in terms of being ready to buy, ready to apply. And in the instance or the case where they're not yet ready, give them a prescriptive set of tools that they can use over the next 6, 12, 18 months to help them get to a place of readiness. And it could be, you know, managing a better budget to lower DTI, right? It could be spending less in this category to accelerate saving for a down payment. All the stuff that great loan officers do today. But then what happens in most cases when great loan officers do what they do, the consumer goes off and does what they do.
Right.
we think our app can create stickiness between the great loan officer advice and now take the advice and create an experience on top of the advice. But more importantly, now as a loan officer, I become an app on your phone. And as you're experiencing my tools in my app, and advancing, the app's going to be pinging you and notifying you as the consumer that you're getting closer. And at the same time, alerting the loan officer on how you're doing towards that journey so that loan officer can have a much more engaged conversation along the way. There's a lot more, but that's at the crux of it. That's we try to bring to life. I talk about, you know, experiential education. I can teach about buying a home and being a first-time home buyer. But then our app allows that teaching to become real in the form of like real data, real credit, real financial accounts, real budgets, et cetera.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And how long has FinLocker, I know you said it's a startup. How long have you been starting up?
Yeah, too long.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. I've had to start calling it, we're officially a scale up.
I like that.
Yeah, we're into the scale up stage, which is great.
I love that.
So I've been here for 5 years, which is crazy. And before that, I spent 30-ish years in kind of your world, in the primary mortgage production space, right?
Yeah.
And so I managed, right, when I exited that business, I was at the time managing the third party origination business for Flagstar Bank.
Okay.
And so I come at this from very much from the originator's kind of seat and mindset.
Yeah.
So we've been at it for 5+ years because they were going at it before I got here. But we're hitting, you know, we're at a point now where the product's never been better received, both from consumers and originators, loan officers alike. And the market's starting to kind of be in our favor a little bit. It was a little crazy there with quarter after quarter, you know, losses. So
just a little crazy.
Yeah. Timing is good.
That's awesome. Well, I know you kind of snuck in that there might be a third book Are you allowed to say anything about the third book?
Yeah, there is a third book. It's actually, I think it goes, I'm not part of that one, but it's going to be on Amazon probably in 2 weeks.
And
it's,
oh, wow. Okay.
It's written, this will be a great book for your audience on the real estate side. It's written, Rethink Everything You Know. I'm going to botch the title here, but Rethink Everything You
we'll
Know.
We'll ask Kyle for
something about real estate. Yeah. And then we have several people that have said, when you're ready to do the, you know, edition two of the loan officer book, you know, sign me up. So I think there'll be another one of those here at some point in the next, you know, year, year and a half.
Rethink Everything, the series. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I can't let you leave the podcast without asking. We ask every guest that comes on. How are you going to lend it forward for the rest of the year?
Love it. I'm going to do what I do every day, which is go on LinkedIn and other places like your podcast and talk about not just why and how it's so important for us as the lending community and as originators to be the source of education for first-time homebuyers. I'm not just going to tell you that that's important because I think we get it. I'm going to lend it forward by giving you tips and insights and talk to cool people that are doing it in practice, much like you're doing on this podcast, so that you can learn from some of the best. So I'm going to keep yelling and screaming about the importance of getting to first-time homebuyers as early as possible and bringing real value to them.
I love that. We'll yell and scream right alongside of you. So
doesn't matter. Not everyone's listening anyway. So it really doesn't matter. You just keep going.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brian. We really appreciate you having you on.
Thanks, Hannah. I appreciate it. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.